Hello, and welcome to Looking for Light, a podcast dedicated to helping you find hope in dark days. I'm your host, Erin Mount, and after years of struggling with depression and anxiety, I decided to create this podcast to offer others a way to navigate their mental health journeys through a Christian perspective. Tune in for honest and open dialogue about issues related to faith and mental health. This is Looking for Light. Hello there, friend, and welcome to another episode of Looking for Light. Today, I want to talk about the topic of perseverance. And you may initially be wondering exactly what perseverance has to do with mental health, but the two are very closely related. The thing about mental health that is tricky is that your mental state can vary widely, and often when you are in a period of depression, it seems to be never ending. I know that for me personally, during the times when I was deeply depressed, I felt like I was never going to be happy again. It seemed like the days of depression went on forever, that there was no light at the end of the tunnel, and I didn't see a way forward. It became very hard for me to imagine the future because the future to me just seemed to be filled with more despair. When you wake up every day feeling the same despair that you felt the day before, when you pray prayers that seem to go unanswered, it is very tempting to give up and to just let that despair and hopelessness take over you. I have been there many times. It seemed like at my lowest points that nothing was ever going to get better, and it made it hard for me to see a way out of that situation. That is where the idea of perseverance becomes very important, because if you can convince yourself to keep going when it's very, very hard, you can get through anything. And I don't mean that in the sense that you just need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and everything will magically be better, because we know that's not the case. We can try our hardest to fix the problems in our lives, and you may not always get the resolution that you want. I couldn't make all of my depressive thoughts go away. I could not snap myself out of my depressive state, as much as I wished that I could. But I could do small things each day that encouraged me to keep trying. And so I want to offer some ways to think about taking the long view of things, in the hopes that when you are having dark days, when you are experiencing hopelessness and feel like the weight of the world is too much to bear, I want you to remember that there is the ability to keep going, that there is hope waiting for you. One thing that helps me is to practice what is known as radical acceptance. And this is a skill that I learned when I spent a month at a residential treatment facility in Chicago called Timberline Knowles. Their mode of therapy is centered around dialectical behavioral therapy, and one of the aspects of that involves the idea of distress tolerance, and one of the skills they teach in conjunction with that is the skill of radical acceptance. And it's basically what it sounds like. It's just the idea of evaluating your situation, looking at it objectively, and accepting it for what it is. Not pitying yourself, not placing any kind of emotional weight onto the situation, but just examining it and recognizing it for what it is. So in the case of depression, a way to practice radical acceptance is to say to yourself, okay, today is a bad day. I don't want to get out of bed. I feel really sad. I want to cry. Those things can all be true. And you can sit with that feeling and accept that that day might be difficult for you. What you want to avoid doing is thinking, this is never going to end. How long will this last? Why aren't I better? What is going to happen to me? When you start moving your thoughts away from reality and into the realm of speculation, then that's where you can run into trouble, because that's when you have the opportunity or the danger of chasing those negative thoughts. And usually negative thoughts build on each other. So the more you think, this is never going to get better. Why am I not better? I've tried everything. Nothing is fair. Everything is horrible. My life is hopeless and meaningless. The more you dwell on those thoughts, the easier it is to keep thinking them. And so something that radical acceptance helps me do is to look at what I know to be true. And so it may be that on this particular day, I feel sad. It may be that I want to spend time by myself crying or just resting alone in the dark. And that's okay. I can acknowledge the weight of my sadness and accept that today might not be the day to accomplish a lot of goals or to make great strides in any particular area. Today might be a day just to be extra gentle with myself and to do the things that I can do. Practicing radical acceptance is an invitation to yourself to sit with the reality of your experience. It's to look at your circumstances honestly and admit that they may be hard, they may be painful, they may be very uncomfortable, but that does not mean your life is not worth living. And so separating what you know to be real about your experience from what you think or feel in the moment is very important, and it helps you to have that perspective that allows you to keep going even when it seems very difficult. One thing that I tell myself over and over on days that are hard is that it may be hard, but hard is not impossible. We can all do hard things. We have it within ourselves, and especially as believers, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can do hard things. We are capable of overcoming our negative thoughts, our negative emotions. We are capable of experiencing freedom and joy and hope, because our hope ultimately is not found in our circumstances, our socioeconomic status, our job, our relationships. Our hope is found in the Lord. So when we look at our life and we accept that there are hard things, we can take that a step further as Christians and also believe and trust that God will meet us in the midst of those hard things. I'm reminded of this scene in Finding Nemo where Marlin is feeling discouraged because he hasn't found his son yet and he doesn't know what to do, and he is wallowing basically, and Dory comes up to him and basically, you know, acts a little silly, but then she says, when life gets you down, just keep swimming. And that is essentially what perseverance is all about. It is the idea that even when it seems like you're drowning, you have to just keep swimming. Take it one stroke at a time, and eventually you will reach the shore. I'm not saying it will be easy, but you will get there. The thing that we all have to remember, whether we're struggling with a mental illness or not, is that we are weak. As humans, we are but dust, as the Bible says, and our life is but a vapor. And there are things that are outside of our ability to control. Part of living as a human in this world is acknowledging and accepting the fact that we are weak, that we cannot handle this life by ourselves, that when we do try to take matters into our own hands, usually things don't go well. I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this and you are in the midst of what seems to be an impossible circumstance, to take a step back and remember the bigger picture. Where you are now may feel incredibly painful, and it is fine to admit that. I encourage you to make sure that you do admit that to yourself, that you allow yourself to grieve what's been lost, to feel the pain and the heartache that you are experiencing. But I also want to encourage you to look past the present moment and think about what lies ahead. If you're a believer, we have the hope of heaven awaiting us. So even if our circumstance does not change on this earth, we know that in the life to come, we will be restored. We will have redemption. Jesus will come and make all things new. He will come and make all the sad things come untrue. And that is a beautiful truth to hold on to when it seems like you can't go on. I know that it is very tempting to want to give up, to want to quit, when things are really hard and when it seems like they're not getting better. I have been there many times. It is one of the reasons that I struggled so much with suicidal thoughts. I felt like there was no way out of my situation. But the important thing to remember is that your feelings lie. They do not tell the truth. They give you information about what's important to you. They may tell you what you value, what you're scared of, but they do not always tell you the truth. They can give you a skewed idea of reality. And if you base your perspective solely on your feelings, you are setting yourself up for disappointment and discouragement and heartache that is unnecessary. And that is something that I had to learn through firsthand experience. I was very good at convincing myself that my situation was not going to change. And if it wasn't going to change, what was the point in even trying? Why even bother going on? When my feelings would blind me to the truth, I had to be reminded by my therapist, by my family, by my friends, that those feelings were not true. This is why it is so important to make sure that when you are dealing with a depressive episode or feeling crippled by anxiety, that you do not keep those feelings to yourself, because you need people in your life who can speak the truth to you when you are overwhelmed by lies. One thing that I recommend doing to help encourage you to persevere when it seems really hard is to set goals for yourself. And those goals can be very small. You can decide that tomorrow you're going to wake up on time and take a shower. And that could be your goals for the day. Maybe the day after that, you decide you're going to fix a meal for yourself instead of getting fast food. Or take a walk. Or text a friend. Use those coping skills that we talked about in the previous episode as a way to give yourself some forward momentum to encourage you to keep looking ahead and figuring out what small steps you can take to keep going. The more you look at actionable ways to spend your time, the less time you have to spend just drowning in your emotions. I'm not saying that just doing things takes away your depression, but doing things gives you purpose. And when you have purpose, You feel important and your life feels meaningful. Those are small ways that you can infuse that sense of purpose into your day. I want to close by reading a passage of scripture that has encouraged me many times when I have felt overwhelmed by the weight of my situation and have struggled to see with eternal eyesight. I think it is very easy for us to get bogged down in the everyday stress and overwhelm and lose sight of what is truly important. And so these verses remind us of where our hope lies and where our strength comes from. They come from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. We can take hope knowing that even though it seems like what we're going through right now is going to last forever, and it is a tremendous burden and a heavy weight, in the grand scope of eternity, this moment is a blip. It is a true light and momentary affliction. That is not to say that it's not difficult, but when we take a step back and use that eternal eyesight that we are given through the Holy Spirit, we can see that everything we are going through is being worked together for our good. And so we can look to the things that lie ahead, things that we can't yet see, but that we cling to in hope, the promise of a heaven with God, where we can be with Him forever and be free of pain and torment. We can know that while our situation seems never ending and very painful, one day all of that pain will be replaced with joy. We can be reminded that, as it says in Psalm 30, weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So take heart, friend. If you are in the dark right now, I encourage you to keep going, to persevere, and to look for light.
You have been listening to Looking for Light, a podcast by Aaron Mount. Please be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss future episodes. You can find the show on Facebook and Instagram at Looking for Light Pod. If you enjoy the show, please leave a rating and review to help others find it. Thanks for listening.